Welcome to Women of Hope. I'm Penny Mulvey. October is Pink Ribbon Month, the pink ribbon being the symbol for breast cancer awareness. Did you know the pink ribbon was created by Evelyn H. Lauder, the founder of the US Breast Cancer Research Foundation, in 1991? Evelyn says the ribbon stands for awareness and for the sisterhood that will help women survive and conquer this disease. The single strongest risk factor for getting breast cancer is being a woman. We all know women who are being treated for breast cancer, who have died of breast cancer, have survived breast cancer, or we have survived it ourselves. The word cancer strikes fear in our hearts, but tied with breast, it becomes a double whammy, as it also strikes at our very femininity. The breast cancer journey is a very bumpy one. The good news is there are many survivors. Yes, they've been cut open, reconstructed, lost their hair, possibly radiated, and according to new research, often suffer anxiety and depression. But these survivors see life anew, from the eyes of one who has faced death. One woman who has recently been down this path joins Women of Hope. Rosalind Lamb, like Evelyn Lauder and thousands of other women before her, is keen to help the sisterhood conquer this disease. Welcome, Ros, and thanks for your courage.
That's okay. It's good to be here.
It's a pretty significant, huge, probably the biggest event in your life, I assume, to have gone through this amazing ordeal.
That's definitely true. It's been a life-changing event for me. I know that I'm different now to before I was diagnosed with breast cancer. That's now about a couple of years ago. So September in 2001 when I first discovered a breast lump and was diagnosed shortly after that with a malignant tumour.
And at that point in time, you were living overseas.
Yeah, I've been living in Sabah in Malaysia, which is my husband's home. And I was there for about 17 years with frequent trips back home to Australia. My husband and I raised our three children there and they all went to school in Malaysia. And my husband had a business over there.
And you had just been planning to come back to Australia that year.
We'd actually always intended to come back to Australia within a year or so of that time, because my older children were planning to come to secondary school in Melbourne. So we knew that we would be returning at some point, but the diagnosis at that time just put things forward about a year earlier than we'd originally expected.
In actual fact, you came in quite a hurry, didn't you?
Yeah, well, we'd been living in that particular town for about 11 years, and we'd made some very firm friends in the community. Because my family wasn't there, I guess friends had become like family. So it was really very hard when we had to pack up our house of 10 years or so and farewell our friends within about four or five days of my diagnosis. I had the lumpectomy in September of 2001 and then I went on chemotherapy for about 7 months. And subsequent to that, I had a sort of a recovery phase from the chemo and then I had a mastectomy and a reconstruction about August last year.
You say that in a very cavalier manner, but obviously that period of time is anything but easy.
That was an intensely difficult time, that 12 months. Quite a journey for me. I guess there were a multitude of needs, physical, emotional, spiritual and practical. And yeah, it was a time of highs and lows and massive upheaval. The hardest thing that I needed to come to terms with, which hit me head on in the very early phase of that year, was just the prospect of not surviving. And that was the thing that I, and most people I assume as well, had to grapple with in the first instant. And probably that's the thing that's left me so changed now, just the fact that that had to be dealt with.
There are so many issues related to that, aren't there, as a mother and
yeah,
a wife.
That's right. Yeah, that's right. And it did hit me like a ton of bricks during the that first month or so, just the shock of having breast cancer. I mean, I was living a healthy life up until that point and I'd never given my health any thought. So the shock of the diagnosis really sent me reeling.
I gather that that early period can be one of the most dangerous or difficult because you've given a diagnosis but you don't have a plan.
That's right. I felt like things were spiralling out of control. Yeah, that's true. I can remember being back in the town where I lived in Sabah. It was just a day or two after I'd got the news and I didn't know where to go, what to do. Driving around the town, ended up at someone's office where a group of people who were actually from our church gathered around and they prayed for me. And at that point I remember that I was able to feel peace of God around me and begin to make sense of what had happened.
Did you often look for God's peace during that 12-month period, Roz?
It's certainly been a journey that I've undertaken with him, and he has certainly been there leading me. There have been times when I have felt I was losing my grip and I was out of control, and there were times when I fell. And again, I can recognize now that it was at those times when people prayed with me and encouraged me and supported me that I really did feel his presence again, and he was able to pick me up and put me back on track. As an example, I can remember that it was altogether too scary to deal with the chemotherapy, and someone had given me a Bible verse depicting Jesus in the calming the storm, and I took that picture in with me and had a sense that he was there at the front of the boat and that I was rowing behind, and there were times when I needed to pass the oars to him and he took them over and he led me through those difficult dark times. As I went through my treatment, I did hold that picture and it strengthened me.
He's in your corner, don't worry about a thing. And if you should ever need some comforting, he's as close as the air you breathe. He'll be the faith you need to believe. Your head on his shoulder and rest a little while, 'cause he's there to hold you when your world turns wild. That's just what love should do. When times are tough, he will pull you through. When the hurricane blows against your heart and the sky is on fire and you don't know where you are, when you've done all you can do and there's no one else to turn to, he will shelter you. Tomorrow brings, 'cause being with Jesus, you can weather anything. When you can't seem to find your way, you push back the storms, he will stop the rain. When the hurricane blows against your heart,
listening to Women of Hope, and if you would like a transcript of this program, you can find it on the web, www.twraustralia.org, and follow the links. Breast cancer survivor Roslyn Lamb is my guest, and we're talking about some of the side effects of the cancer treatment.
The hair loss was a significant issue for me. I knew that it was going to happen, and I thought that I'd prepared myself. And I remember chatting on the telephone with a girlfriend, and we were talking about, this is imminent and I need to be ready. And as I was talking, I remember running my hand through my hair, and great clumps of it ended up in my fist. And I was so initially so freaked out, frightened by that. And then I remember my sister came over and actually cut all my hair off, because it was dropping everywhere, and it was becoming more alarming, really, just to have that happen. So we sort of took control by being able to do that. And then I just got used to wearing hats, and that was difficult sometimes, but after a while just became used to it.
Did you feel very vulnerable and exposed in the world in that sort of state?
Well, I did. I was aware, and I remember saying to several people, I really only want to be around my family or around people from my church who know and can support me through this. It was hard for me to go to school gatherings, basketball matches, shopping, and there were times when I just chose not to.
And during that period, is it a period where you become very, not surprisingly, but you become very inward focused, that it's very hard to think of anyone beyond yourself and getting well?
Oh, that's true. Very definitely the case. I enjoyed my own company enormously, and I sat for hours at my computer writing it all down and emailing people who were in similar situations, and walking and talking with God, which is what I did on my walks. I enjoyed those times of solitude, and they became absolutely vital to me, yeah, as a way of just getting through.
What cancer can't do. Cancer is so limited. It cannot cripple love. It cannot shatter hope. It cannot corrode faith. It cannot eat away peace. It cannot destroy confidence. It cannot kill friendship. It cannot shut out memories. It cannot silence courage. It cannot invade the soul. It cannot reduce eternal life. It cannot quench the spirit. It cannot lessen the power of the resurrection. Our greatest enemy is not disease, but despair. Isaiah 41:10 says, "Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. Yes, I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand."
Back shortly.